Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
As we've been hearing, the completion of the Dutch-style roundabout in Queen Edith's has been delayed until the summer. Councillor Ian Bates is Cambridgeshire County Council's Chair of the Economy and Environment Committee. He's on the line now. Good morning to you, Ian.
Good morning to you.
Thanks very much for joining us. So what kind of work do the utility companies need to carry out here?
Quite a lot. They put in new ducting, about 700 metres of new ducting. There's going to be a new telegraph pole. They put in other ducting. They've also put in some new chambers. That's also connected to the water valves and hydrants. So quite an extensive amount of work done by lots of utilities.
Yes, I can imagine, you know, obviously we don't want our nice new roads to be dug up the moment that they've been put down. But I don't quite understand why this wasn't spotted in the original planning stages.
We do pre-work, i.e. find that out. But unfortunately, it's a bit like at home. When you start a job at home, sometimes you discover something which you hadn't expected. And unfortunately, that's what's happened. We didn't identify this at the beginning. I can only apologise to the travelling public. But I think, as you rightly said, we don't want it dug up at some point in the future. Let's do the work now rather than later.
It does seem to be dragging a little bit, doesn't it? It's almost turning into sort of Queen Edith's answer to the HS2 project in terms of how long it's taking to get completed.
Yes, hopefully not as long as the other one. But as I say, I do apologise that it will mean delay. But I think the bigger picture is we won't be digging up the road, or the utilities won't be digging up the road at some point in the future. So it's good practice, I think. I hope that people understand that what we're doing is about the safety of the roundabout. It is the first in the country. So I think we need to sort of see the longer term sometimes. Regretfully, as I said, apologies, it means short-term disruption, but perhaps some long-term gain for cyclists and the accident rate, which was on there.
Yes, and I think anybody, myself included, who's cycled over that roundabout will know and be, you know, probably very grateful once finally the work is done for those new safety measures. What about the cost? I'm presuming here that the utility companies get to pay for the extra cost that their delay is causing.
Right. Now, the money comes from various sources. We did get £550,000 from the Department of Transport. They were very keen to see the first Dutch roundabout done. We did get advice from Holland about what they do over there, and they came over specially to give us some advice.
Right.
Other money is coming actually from developers, Section 106, the Southern Corridor Transport Plan, which is putting in money. So I've yet to have discussions with utilities. As you say, it's caused the delay. So
but is the cost overall, is the cost going to be more expensive? I guess I'm slightly worried as my council taxpayer hat on, because we're seeing obviously there's an increase which has been announced for the next year. Is this going to fall to council taxpayers, or who's going to be meeting the extra cost of these delays?
Okay. Well, as I said, yet to have that discussion with utilities, bearing in mind what you've just said, which is they have caused the delay. So we've not yet had that discussion with them, but you're quite right. It is their work that has delayed the project. The overall cost of it in respect of taxpayers, bearing in mind we've got money from central government and we've got money from developers, that's house builders mainly, your council tax should not be a part of that discussion too much.
Well, that's really... Now, the other major question which we're concerned about is what are we going to call it? Because we can't refer to this thing as a Dutch roundabout forever. It needs a name. No. It might be Henk, it might be Moeke, or maybe some local landmark as what is to something we could call it. McDonald's, maybe not. Budgeon's roundabout, maybe not. What, Co-op roundabout? I don't know. What are your thoughts, Ian?
Well, I hadn't thought of it, actually, to be honest with you, and I'd be value what your listeners think it should be called. So why not have a competition? Why shouldn't we have a competition to name it?
Oh, this is an interesting idea.
I love it.
Yes, one of my niece's friends is very excited because she was the one who named Benjamin Gritter or whatever it was called.
And
yes.
And I did attend in Huntingdon when all of them got named, and it was very impressive. Maybe we should get the local primary school or secondary school, because obviously there's a lot of children cycle around that area. Maybe we should get them and invite them to name it. And thank you for the thought, I think is my answer to that one.
You're very welcome. Well, Councillor, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning on that. That's Councillor Ian Bates speaking to us about the slight delay to the roundabout at Queen Edith's, the Dutch roundabout. What shall we name it? It's 8:21.
Cambridge 105 Radio.